between top military officials. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart for the first time in months.
For the first time since February 18th, before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. In a statement, the Pentagon says Austin urged an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and emphasized the importance of maintaining lines of communication. The call between the two defense chiefs came as two of Russia's neighbors, Finland and Sweden, have intensified talks to join NATO, a move Russia has warned would be met with repercussions. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ukraine's prosecutor general says her office is readying 41 war crimes against Russian soldiers, saying the cases involve the bombing of civilian infrastructure, the killing of civilians, rape and looting. Today marked the first war crime prosecution of a member of the Russian military in Kyiv. A 21-year-old soldier went on trial for the killing of an unarmed Ukrainian civilian. It will increase in a matter of weeks, President Biden says he's working on the baby formula shortage.
This is a process. We're working on it very, very hard. There's nothing more urgent we're working on than that right now. And I think we're going to be making some significant progress.
The FDA loosening restrictions on formula imports, which the president says will help get more on store shelves. Earlier this week, the president spoke with leaders of retailers and formula makers about ways to ease the shortage. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a Republican bill that would prohibit mask mandates in the state and curb the power of state and local health officials during outbreaks of infectious diseases. Republicans saw the measure as protecting personal liberties, while Kelly said it could prevent adequate responses to outbreaks of diseases. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A man accused of an April subway attack in New York City in court today.
A 62-year-old man, police say, opened fire on a crowded New York City subway train, injuring 10 people, pleaded not guilty Friday to federal terrorism and weapons charges. Frank James was arrested a day after the attack, where he's accused of setting off smoke bombs before opening fire on commuters. All of the victims, aged 16 to 60, survived. Federal charges were filed as prosecutors say the crimes were against a mass transportation system. James is being held without bail and will be back in court in July. In New York, Rich Dennison, Fox News.
In a break from his former boss, former Vice President Mike Pence will campaign with Georgia Governor Brian Kemp later this month. Georgia's Republican primary is Tuesday, May 24th. Former President Trump has endorsed David Perdue. Two pilots get their wings clipped over a failed stunt.
Cousins Luke Akins and Andy Farrington unsuccessfully tried the first ever plane swap about 50 miles south of Phoenix, Arizona. Back in April, both men flew their planes to 12,000 feet, nosedived, jumped out of the planes, skydiving into the other plane. Akins pulled it off, landing safely. Farrington failed, with the plane crashing in the desert. He used his parachute to reach the ground safely. Besides losing their ability to fly, the FAA said both were careless and reckless as to endanger the life and property of another by violating three regulations, including taking off their seatbelt and unnecessarily leaving the aircraft. Akins must pay a nearly $5,000 fine. CJ Papa, Fox News.
People who live in North and South America will get a rare treat this weekend, a total lunar eclipse. It'll happen Sunday night into early Monday, with the moon bathed in red and orange of the sunrise and sunset for about an hour and a half. It'll be the first so-called blood moon in a year. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.